With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Three bills designed to beef up border security have been signed by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. The legislation sets aside more than $1 billion for additional barriers. Police also authorized to arrest suspected illegal aliens entering the country between ports of entry. And President Biden is getting squeezed from both sides in talks over the border.
The White House is getting an earful from both Republicans and Democrats as the Biden administration tries to secure emergency aid for Ukraine. Republicans, who have insisted on immigration changes in order to approve more money for Ukraine, are criticizing the president daily about increased border crossings. But the administration also is drawing outrage from Democrats and immigrant advocates who are unhappy the White House is considering a revival of Trump-like policies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
77% of those surveyed for a new Monmouth University poll disapprove of the job Congress is doing.
On the House side, the new Republican Speaker Mike Johnson starts off his tenure with a net negative approval among all American adults, with 17% approving of his job performance and 31% disapproving. House Democrat Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries fared slightly better, with a 21% approval rating and 22% disapproving.
That's correspondent Edwin Mora. Also at SRNNews.com, a federal appeals court has rejected former Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' attempt to move his trial in the Georgia election interference case to federal court. On a visit to Israel, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin insisting that the U.S. stands with the Jewish state in its war on Hamas. At the same time, though, he's urging Israelis to take extra care to avoid civilian casualties. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 68 points. This is SRN News. Changes are coming to public schools in New Zealand.
There's a new government in the small Pacific nation, and it plans to roll back some of the LGBT agenda in classrooms. The Coalition of Conservative Parties says it will pay special attention to transgenderism, ending the practice of allowing elementary school kids to choose their preferred pronouns and use whichever bathroom they want. New Zealand Family First is cheering, adding, quote, "Schools were becoming ideological and indoctrinary spaces." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of public school teachers have been caught moonlighting in adult businesses, and courts may have to decide whether school systems can fire them for doing so. Two Missouri high school English teachers are recently caught on OnlyFans. Critics point out that it would be possible for the teachers' students to view them on that website and others. Employers generally do have wide latitude to terminate employees. This is SRN News. How to keep teens on the straight and narrow.
The new Centers for Disease Control and Prevention report finds that teen girls who have not had sex tend to have two things in common, faith and family. And the most common reason behind this is their beliefs that premarital sex violates their religion and morals. The main reason most commonly chosen by female teens for not having had sex was that it was against their religion or morals, followed by they haven't found the right person. More than one in four teenage males who have not had sex said the most important reason was their religious beliefs. Keith Peters reporting.
Finding that speed is of the essence when it comes to delivering those holiday gifts you ordered, big retailers, Walmart and Target among them, are investing in ways to shorten delivery times. They're also looking to better compete with Amazon, which has set the standard for lightning-fast shipping. More details, SRNNews.com.